You want to be accepted. You want to be
so. This is
supported.
The thing that I don't know. Maybe everybody knows this already, but yeah. Abraham Lincoln was gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
Abraham Lincoln.
We just skipped over that.
We just skipped right over
that. Like people are like, uh huh. Anyway,
where is Fox News with the Abraham Lincoln?
It's iconic.
So how there were all these letters apparently that was found. I don't know why I'm just stumbling across this like recently. I think it was actually a few weeks ago, but I'm remembering it now.
Yeah.
What? I mean, does anybody have any more
input on that?
I also didn't know much about it until there's a show on Discovery Plus called Book of Queer, where they did a whole episode about Abraham Lincoln, and it is like the letters between him and his male lover that he had for
damn
a long time.
That's so special.
So wild.
Did they add it to the public school curriculum yet? Well, what the fuck are we talking about today?
What the fuck do you want to fucking talk about today?
I don't know. This is the only time a week that we talk as a couple.
Yeah. Conversation.
Yeah.
They're 35. Like, wow, how do you guys like stay together so long? Well, we only talk once a week for the House of Herbie podcast.
And then go back to our separate states.
Separate lofts.
We live in different states now. The tension is very high. This is also the first drink I've had in 2 weeks.
I know, I'm taking it slow because I'm like, I don't know, guys.
We did a little break for a minute.
We did a no booze for 2 weeks.
No booze for 2 weeks.
I tried to
make
a cute name for it, but no, it was 2 weeks of no drinking.
Yeah. We got
a little stomach bug, so we were a little bit, it was weird. It was like we weren't sick, but we just didn't feel 100%. So we went to the doctor and they're like, "Oh, you need antibiotics, you know, you have E. coli." And I was like, what?
Oh, God.
Did I just come back from Mexico? Because I always get E. coli when I go to Mexico.
There's 100% chance that you're going to get something like that every time you go to Mexico.
It's not 100%. It's only me. Like,
that's
only
what I mean.
I.
You. That's what I mean. It's 100% for you.
And then I realized the problem is when I go to Mexico, I eat the oysters.
Just like.
Because I always take, if I'm offered oysters, I can't say no. And the problem is, you know, the water supply has just different, what are they called? Bacterias that right. we just aren't used to.
Had the oysters in Mexico.
And so, yeah, you just, it's a bummer. It's a really kind of the worst. I would almost rather have like a cold or bronchitis or something.
Your gut has always been your,
my gut is my soft point. It's
your
like
soft point. Literally.
I think because I was raised, I don't know, maybe you were the same, Alex, like eating Spam and like pasta and like processed casseroles. Everything.
I was going to say so casserole.
A casserole is just like a, yeah, it's a pan full of anything you can find in the kitchen.
I believe a casserole is a
Velveeta.
It's so much fun.
Which is not real cheese.
Correct.
It's a baked soup.
Essentially, yeah. Baked,
you know what I mean?
Well, that must be why we love soup so much.
Yeah, what nostalgic. Happened to the soup, queen?
I know. I was going to learn how to make it. I even got an immersion blender, which is supposed to be like, you know, you boil the ingredients and then you take that thing and you puree it and it becomes delicious, because I got distracted and I started making my own skincare. So then I was like, oh, wait, this is really fun to get, because now all the oils that I was going to use to cook, I'm using in skincare and experimenting with those. But to make a lotion, for example, you have to use an immersion blender for the water phase and the oil phase. So now I'm like, I don't want to use it to make soup. I'm busy using it for other things.
I'm making lotions.
Yeah. Oh, we could call it, it could be like lotion soup. Oh, that's
lotion soup.
Ooh, put it on my body.
We've just
motion
been
lotion soup.
We've just been realizing the similarities of like the tools that you use to make skincare are the ones that are in your kitchen. And it's like a lost art. Apparently like the housewives of the past used to just make all their own shit, made their own clothes. They made their own, you know, dinner, food. All the meals were cooked at home.
Right.
For the most, like going out to eat was like, you know, once a year or something.
I think my grandmother, my meme, still like, she knows how to sew.
Yes.
And like, you know, put,
you would buy
back
a pattern and,
like,
and you would make the pants.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm kind of in my housewife phase where I'm just trying to do everything myself to see what's involved and see how maybe more special it could be. For example, lotions you buy at the store are usually just riddled with chemicals, or they use like cheaper ingredients because that's how they save money on the margins.
Yeah.
And it's still like, you don't really notice if they used olive oil versus sweet almond oil, but like sweet almond oil is just better for the skin. Olive oil is not terrible, but it is fun when you make like a 6-ingredient lotion and it just feels so good on your skin and you know it's clean and...
Yeah. I so far, I don't know.
Nick is benefiting from my my experiments.
I'm the tester. He's so a tester. If my skin looks fucking crazy, it's her fault.
Yeah. And the funny thing about boys is they just like slap it on their face. I was like, no, yeah, that's actually a body butter.
There was one time you got kind of pissed at me because I was using like, I don't know.
Oh,
was it like $40 face wash
to wash your hands?
My hands. Because I would just like squirt it out and just like,
oh, that is made my toes curl.
Oh, no.
Just go to fucking, you know, just take a piss and just like, ah, there we go. And you were like, what are you doing?
This is such straight boy energy.
Do you do that every time?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking soap and it's in a pump bottle and it's near the thing. What do you, I don't know. I don't read labels.
But the thing is, you don't have to be so precious with it if you make it yourself. So there's, I want to shout out the gal that I've been learning from. There's a lady on YouTube called Humble Bee. And Me, that's like the name of her brand. And she made stuff for a while that she sold. And then she was like, nah, fuck it. I just want to show people how to make their own cosmetics at home, their own skincare. And
You showed me her because she was like, not everybody wants to like start a business and
right.
do that thing.
And me and Alex were watching her videos and we were like, wow, she really was like, nope, not for me. But what I do want to do is teach y'all how to, and she has a Patreon. So if you get really into it, it's just, I love the world that we're living in right now. It feels like everybody, like Alex mentioned this show to me called, what is it? The Mer People?
Mer People on Netflix. Please watch it. It's blowing up right now. It's fascinating.
Yo.
The Little Mermaid just dropped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking A. We love those girls. Yes. Chloe and Hallie.
Well, yeah. But this is, yeah. And this is just
this
one
is
of the
just
girls.
Hallie,
yeah.
Right, but.
But I heard it's iconic. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
But it's just a beautiful world where whatever you're interested in, you can indulge in that and oftentimes even make it your purpose or your career. And I just love seeing examples of this over and over, even if it's just a hobby. If you're Queen Herbie making lotions in your kitchen, it's like fulfilling and just feeds my curiosity and my creative process for the music because it gives me a break, gives me a mental break.
Totally. I don't think people realize just how much of a crafty bitch you are.
Super crafty.
You are quite a crafty.
That's why I nerd out when y'all post videos to my music on Instagram and you're making a jacket or you're pouring epoxy molds. Like I get really excited because that's the energy. I had so many direct messages from people after I shared my little, I'm making some jewelry molds because I figured it'd be fun to make some like handmade pendants and shapes. And I got so many messages from y'all just being like, oh my God, this was me with macrame or this was me when I started learning how to make candles. I just love that energy. It's so empowering. This is a creative podcast. Hello.
Oh my God.
We're back with another episode, motherfuckers. House of Herbie, your safe space for self-discovery, bad bitchery. We're going to have a epoxy crafts, DIY. Oh my God. My bestie from home is baking now. Like, so it's just so inspiring. This podcast has opened up a lot of people's minds, apparently. We've got people starting new businesses, people that are learning so much about themselves at a deep level and releasing traumas that they didn't even know they had. It's just pretty, we're really grateful to be here. And that's why today's topic is quite interesting, because in this new world that we've been living in, we've been noticing something.
What have we been noticing?
We've been noticing that courage is one of the most valuable assets today. And we want to talk about what courage is specifically. I just wrote a song about it for the next project. So it will be like a topic that's hot on our next musical drop. Mm-hmm. But there's something so tragically beautiful about courage. And I think we should dig into it and give Jedi Nick a chance to talk about his favorite concept of the map of consciousness, which has courage in it. Courage is at like a very special point on this scale.
It's the breaking point.
I think to give us context on what courage really is and what it means, this scale is really helpful. So we're going to like smash these two things together.
Yeah.
Another big realization I had this week was reading Dan Coe. He's again, my favorite. And we need to get him on this podcast.
Oh, well, let's get him on this podcast.
I don't know if he does podcasts, but like we need to get him.
Come on, Dan Coe.
He sends these emails every week and they're like these letters. He calls it the Dan Coe letter, I think. And one week he was just like, I have nothing. Like I have nothing for you. This is a reality of being a creative person or an entrepreneur is like some weeks you just have nothing to give. And I love that about him. He's so honest. But this past week he did have something. And even the nothing was something with him, which is cool. But this week was like about the cycles of your creativity. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Queen, I just can't deal with all these ups and downs in my life. Dan Coe says it's literally, there are four cycles that we're always in. And the whole point of his letter was like, bitch, you need to get comfortable knowing that this is happening. It's like we expect, you know, our happiness episodes, like we expect to be happy all the time. We expect to figure out who we are and like know our purpose. It's always changing. Things are always changing. And I just love how he said this. He was like, you're going to have moments of clarity where you're like having epiphanies and realizing what your next steps are. And then after that, you move into intensity, which is then like, I know what I'm doing now and I'm going for it. And it's intensity is the most exciting part of the cycle because you're like, everything's new and fresh and you have so much energy. And the third step of the cycle is consistency. So now you're just maintaining, which we talk about all the time on this podcast, mm-hmm. like how to keep going and keep it moving in that direction. But inevitably you get to the fourth step of the cycle, which is being lost. So he's like clarity, intensity, consistency, lost. And I just thought this was so, I don't know. It was just such an awakened way to think of it because he said, if you can get comfortable in the lost periods, mm-hmm. not just comfortable, but like learn to love being lost. I was like, bro, that's crazy. He said, go to museums, take an online class, go hang out with people you don't normally spend time with,
yeah.
watch shows that you wouldn't watch, like wait for the clarity to come in, wait for those epiphanies to come and start the cycle over again. But those moments of being lost are like some of the most juicy, best places to be.
Yeah. That's where you get the best shit. And it's so, dude, when you're in it, it's fucking, like we always say, it's fucking impossible to get out of it, or it feels like it's impossible. Yeah. What was the, where are we going on?
Where I was going with that is, and we're not even stoned. Like, that's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's just two sips of the drink and we're like,
pizza.
Yeah, the inevitability of you evolving in life, right? So I think that's what we're about to jump in with courage is that you're always fluctuating on yeah. this scale, okay? Because when we talk about a map of consciousness, it's already like, whoa, bitch, that's a lot of information. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And these books that Jedi, Nick, I feel like it's your fault that we've gotten onto these books.
Thank you.
Yeah, or your dad's fault, actually.
It's my dad's fault.
Yes, your dad, Nick's dad. These books are a heavy read. I don't personally love to read them. It's work. So we wanted to do an episode where it felt more lighthearted and fun. And we could talk through these different levels of consciousness with you and kind of navigate what it feels like to move through the different levels. Because totally. You're always, life is always, like Dan Coe said, it's like you're on this cycle of constantly like, I feel like shit. Well, I feel great. Artists, I feel shit.
Especially with artists, because you're yes. going to have constant, and with to social media's world today, now you're going to have constant influx of fuck shit you're going to have to be able to deal with. So even with, and like we've found too, even when things are going really well, we'll still find a way to make it stressful.
Of course.
Or to find the stress into something that's not going as good as somebody else over here.
Yeah.
And that's the truth is that's completely fucking irrelevant. But it takes courage to be able to start, to follow through, to do any of these things and to keep the fucking blinders on. But also, when you're in these other lower vibrations, mostly like, so we can walk you through all of them, but like, obviously fear is a huge one. Pride is a huge one. On the scale of consciousness, the way he describes it, okay, is the breaking point between integrity and not integrity or falsehood and truth, whatever, is he has a scale of 0 to 1,000. 200 is courage. 199 or 175 to 199 is pride.
Right.
And he just kind of talks about like what you experience in these vibrations, what your worldview is in these certain vibrations mm. and how fucking impossible it is sometimes to like, he talks about in pride, it's literally easier for you to end your life.
Right.
Than it is sometimes
this is, yeah,
to make that jump.
That was the most shocking thing about the scale to me was like, when you do dive into the books, y'all, it gets so specific. Like you can literally get your brain wrapped around what that person who's in that vibration sees the world as. Mm-hmm. So I think as we go through these levels and you'll be able to identify for yourself, like kind of where you are. Like what I loved about it when I first read it as I was like, oh, I'm clearly at, you know, X level. You know, I was like, I'm at a 300.
Shame.
Sure. But sometimes I pop down to shame and there's like,
it's always moving, right?
Pride is a gateway to shame. which is interesting. Yeah. Like pride is we're going to really teeter between pride and courage today. Cause I think those two are the turning point for, and we'll explain why, like those are the turning point for society.
Can you read the chart?
I will. So you mentioned like for being a creative person, this is relevant because we have to keep those blinders on.
Yeah.
Comparison, you know, social media, we touch on this a lot, but like having pride is like the biggest barrier when you're triggered by other people having success.
Yeah.
Right. Comparison. Your own stubbornness. And yes. Your own stubbornness. Like you can't even admit to yourself that they trigger you. Mm-hmm. Right. That's to me, that's the feeling of pride. It comes up in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, I can't express my truth. My truth is I'm jealous of that person because, you know,
it looked like it was easy or it worked or whatever the outside perception is that it worked. It makes you feel a lack.
My ego wants it for me.
Totally. Oh, your ego. It makes your ego fucking jump out of your skin, dude.
And just saying that out loud frees me from the pride vibration.
Yeah.
That is courage. So you feel that little flip in your throat. Maybe for you guys, it might be a different location. But for me, that was big. It was like, you think about the folks that are willing to die for what they believe in, that's pride. Because the moment you say, hey, actually, maybe I'm not 100% right about this. Maybe somebody else is right. Or that in that moment, you're freeing yourself. And then you open yourself up to courage and the higher vibrations, which allow you to live such a more awesome life.
Yeah.
And so that's why this is such a hack, this scale of consciousness. Okay, well, first of all, I think we should also mention David Hawkins spent 40 years measuring this, testing and mapping the entire spectrum and map of consciousness.
Yep.
So, did you get these numbers, Queen? It's like, no, there was a guy who's since passed on.
It was this guy out in the field, right?
With
a big metal stick.
Yeah, and a metal stick. He spent like 40 years measuring it. So the way it works is like your lower levels. Okay, so we'll start from the bottom. Shame, going up, guilt. Apathy, fear, anger, and pride, right? So those are the lower level, they call those like the ego levels.
Mm-hmm.
From pride, we move into courage. So this is now we're entering the mind. They call this like the mental area. So then you've got courage, acceptance, and reason. Courage, acceptance. Yeah, that's it. That's it for that level.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get up past the mental states, you get into the spiritual realm, which is love, ecstasy, peace, enlightenment. So those are your levels. And I feel like his work is just now being acknowledged in the world. Like I said, this girl who has a beautiful tea company sent these mailers that show, you know, they've created the graphic of the scale, and it helps you to see how this works. And he has some great examples in the books where like this little boy lost a soccer game and he went through all this little boy was because children are so much more like open about where they are. So the boy was like in shame, which is the bottom. And you could see him right. Then he went through anger. Right. And you can't jump levels without going through them. It's not always linear, but it's helpful to see these examples. So he measured this scale, not only on like you and me, but like on animals and things and entire cities. Like everything can be analyzed at a vibrational number. So it's something you can say, like a dog wagging its tail is at like 500 at the vibration of love, which is really beautiful. But then you have like an alligator, which is a, you know, a predator, and that's like a 175.
Right. He calls it more, it's like linear versus nonlinear. So it's like the lower, or not even lower. It's not supposed to be better than.
Yeah. And there's
right?
no, so
it's,
right.
It's like, it's more of like, they're just, it's just about survival.
These are all useful.
Yeah.
And they can't exist without the others.
And it's not that you can't have a lot of, you know, it's not like you can't have a lot of energy and get a lot of things done in anger, for example, or even pride. Pride is a really fucking powerful vibration.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of activism and anger.
There can totally, and there's there's a lot of energy in it. So it can be, you know, it depends on from where you're at, right? So if you were in shame and guilt, anger is a big step forward. Pride is a huge step forward. Yeah. But then it allows you to, you know, then you got to continue to try to look up. But it's all from where you're coming from.
Yeah, those of you that are listening to this podcast episode are most likely at the level of courage, because otherwise you wouldn't be interested in this at all.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
So that's kind of nice to know, right?
Yeah.
Because one thing David Hawkins does say is that most people, like 80, 2% of the population is below integrity. They're stuck at pride and under.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, right? That's a little bit of a gloom and doom situation, but it's changing.
Question. Do you think there is any correlation between lower vibration in a newer soul versus a soul that's...
Dude, so I think it's exactly correlated.
Okay.
Reading all of these books and fucking learning all this shit, to me, it's just a different explanation of the same thing. Mm. They have the same numbers. The guy who did all these decades worth of reincarnation studies and you know, all these past life stuff, where all these different patients, his number was the same. He was like about 80% of the population are newer souls.
And his analysis was just like what level the soul is at. He went through like level 1 through 6, you know, being the higher, not better, but like souls that are older and
just
have
because they've
progressed.
Had more practice.
Yes, more experience.
Exactly. And Earth is supposed to be so wild that you do have to, like, the only way you can master it is from practice. Like, it's such an overwhelming experience. You have an emotional and a physical, you know, bodies that you're going to have to care for and develop and, like, surrender and let go all the time that it's, you apparently don't have other places that you can incarnate.
I would
it's
like crazy. To go.
No, but it's super overwhelming. But everybody comes up with the same numbers. About 80% is either not in integrity or below integrity or new souls.
Yeah.
And 20% is, you know, older souls or, you know, developing.
It even coincides with the population boom, right? So like when the world, I mean, we were reproducing at a rate we've never seen in recent history.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That was when it was like, oh, this is a little out of control. There weren't as many souls on Earth back then as there are now.
Well, how much has the population changed in the last 100 years?
So much. So I'm sure that coincides with these numbers too. It's just kind of interesting to me.
Probably. Well, it also was like you always want everything to be perfect and so nice and so euphoric and everything, but that's not the fucking point.
Yeah.
Because people are coming here to figure their shit out on a soul level.
Yeah.
So they're going to not know in the beginning. That's how it goes. But for everybody else, you're like, fuck, stop breaking the dishes. You know what I mean? But that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the point. And you have, that's why surrender and letting go, you get to see why it's so perfect in the way that it is.
And also some areas of your life are going to be higher vibrational and some areas might be lower.
Yeah.
And it might be like, okay, in your relationship to your family might be like super low vibrational, whereas your relationship to your work might be super high vibrational, and that healing that family wound would help you then jump to a higher level overall. So it's interesting when you start looking at this and saying, you know, you have a number that you generally vibrate at all, like an average amount of the time, but it's fun to kind of find out where your base level is. And the way I suggest doing this is to like observe how you react and perform under pressure, like in stressful situations. Do you blame yourself or others? That's guilt, right? Do you act hopeless and helpless? That's apathy, right? So in stressful situations, do you yell at others or turn aggressive? That's anger.
Don't look at me. I never yell.
Do you become defensive? Pride, right? So it's like a really good way for you to, and again, it's no judgment here. This is, and I'm laughing because, you know, we're constantly with each
yelling
other.
Yelling at Alex.
Yelling at Alex. Yeah. Or yelling. Yeah. Right. But it's nice to learn how to observe it in yourself, and reading about all these levels in depth in these books is just really helpful if you have the stamina for it. Otherwise, this episode is going to be great for you. So check this out. This is a scale of consciousness. So shame, Nick was wanting me to read the numbers because remember it's 0 to 1,000. Shame is 20. So that's really fucking low. That's like right next to death. You basically are almost not alive with shame. It's the worst. I know some of you have felt this. It's pretty awful. Above that is guilt at 30. Wow, that's so low. Apathy / hatred is 50. Grief, 75. Fear is 100. Ooh, fear. Desire, 125. Anger, 150. Pride, 175. And this is the breaking point to courage, 200. Neutrality, 250. Willingness, 310. Acceptance, 350. Reason, 400. Love, 500. Unconditional love, 540. Joy, 570. Peace 600, Enlightenment 700 to 1,000. So that hasn't even really been mapped. Hardly anyone can even research those upper levels because there's only been like four people ever on the planet that we know of that have reached it.
It made so much fucking sense in my brain, at least when I started reading these things, because like you were saying, this is, they're all overlapping circles here. And there was a lot of the, when he was describing the courage vibration in, and it is that breaking point, I was like, oh fuck, that just, it just, it made so much, so many things clicked in my brain. When you're first starting, okay, so even personally in our journey, in our situation, like, why did we do the things that we did? You know, why did we start uploading videos on YouTube without, you know, a fucking second thought really, or without any, you know, there was a, you, especially you in particular, you, I don't know what it is, but you've always had so much courage. You know what I mean? You're, and then having this, you know, big pop band and then being like, no, this isn't right. That's the difference between a, probably a good example of like linear and non-linear thinking, right? So the linear thinking is like, well, you have this established money-making brand, this mainstream entity that yes. has had millions of corporate dollars, you know, poured into it. That is a strong thing that you, you know, that is, that's stay the course. That is the, you know, the linear.
Based on reason, that's the correct choice. Yeah.
But sometimes you need to have the nonlinear approach. Like a lot of times love and all these things are not necessarily logical things.
They're very nonlinear, and we'll go through each of the levels and just chat on them a little bit.
Well, we can mostly talk about courage if you want, cause I thought we were going to fucking talk about that.
Yeah. Cause nobody wants to talk about the lower levels. Can I tell you, when I read these books and I was going through these lower levels, like, because you know why? Cause we know what it feels like.
Yeah,
because our souls have been there at one point or another.
More fucking telling about
and it's. But you know why it is helpful too. Even if you're no longer in the shame or anger spirals, you're still able to see in others how they perceive the world is so different at those levels. If they can't,
and what their truth
reason
is.
With yes, if you can't reason with an angry person who's in a lower vibration, it's helpful to see that their perspective is limited so that you can have compassion for them. You're not going to save them.
Brain psychology and the function of truth. The capacity to recognize and comprehend truth is concordant with the levels of consciousness as reflected not only in the evolution of brain anatomy, but more importantly, also by changes in the physiology of the human brain and its prevalent patterns of processing information.
So
these in turn depend on underlying unseen spiritual energy fields, and humans critical and profound changes occur and the brain's physiology and patterns of processing information as consciousness level at consciousness level 200, which is courage.
So okay? This is why.
So literally your brain physiology changes.
Yes. The trans, because you, everyone's like, Queen, you're such a transformer. You have all this courage. It's like, bitch, this is, yeah, this is, I mean, the only way I've ever seen it written down in a book. And it's hard. You heard how like hard that was. That's heavy reading. I want to figure out how to lighten this up and help people understand, because when you do read the chapter on love or peace and you can't comprehend it, you're just not there yet, babe. It's okay. But just like the more you learn and kind of do the work on this, the more fun it is to then realize like one day you might just wake up and be like, holy shit, I think I'm in willingness. I think I just got to willingness. And so those that's why I took notes on every level, and we can kind of go through the low ones fast. But I think once you get to those mid and high level courage, pride and courage.
Yeah.
That's what the focus of this episode is. Cause I think most of y'all listening to this are at least there. But we've all touched on guilt. We've all felt grief. I mean, that shit is crazy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That shit is crazy. So the bottom, right? So we have shame, close to death, despair. There, this is where people think about unaliving themselves, right? This is like a dangerous place to be. You're cruel to yourself. It's awful. Like the Zen teachers say, heaven and hell are only 1/10 of an inch apart. And so when you're literally in shame, I mean, it's just a doop. We're just trying to tilt, you know, get out of that as quick as we
can.
Sometimes
it's like reproductive organs. You know what I mean?
Yes. Good job. That's what you think of when I say heaven and hell are an inch apart? Okay.
Because heaven and hell are only an inch apart.
Or 1/10 of an inch. That's
my country song
well.
That I just wrote.
Okay, the next level is guilt, remorse, self-masochism, blame, victimhood. I mean, guilt, I definitely am friends with her. Unable to forgive yourself. especially for the past. This is where a lot of disease develops. Accidents just happen out of nowhere because you're attracting this energy, right? So to get out of guilt, there's a lot of compassion needed for you to like accept yourself and forgive yourself. That sucks. I remember her like it was like this. I mean, this lifetime I felt that.
And it takes courage to fucking do that.
It sure does. So the next level is apathy. This is indifference, you know, the word apathy itself, just hate it. Neglect, poverty, low energy, hopelessness. So this is where a lot of people experiencing homelessness are at apathy. They've given up, right? Mm-hmm. And they find that there's such a lack of resources and people don't like to help. Like there's not people coming out the woodwork to help homeless people.
Yeah. Nobody's going to.
Because it feels like they're a burden or like a drain of right. resources and society. So,
and it's only going to be more of a challenge because yes. today's world is not.
And literally, like he said, it's harsh in the book, but he's like, when people in apathy say, I can't, they're really saying, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can't save that person, right? It's disguised pride. They're like, well, you know.
Yeah, he talks about like.
It takes courage to get out of that too.
Well, yeah, it does. But it's like the fucked up thing is you get all these egoic payoffs from the shit.
Yes.
From the like, yeah. Like, or when you shit on somebody. You
There's
know
even
what I mean?
Spiritual you're like, mm. poverty, people that, spiritual people that are in poverty and they're just like so proud of it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, it's a whole range of possibility here. Grief is the next one, which this one's heartbreaking, right? So at least in grief, you're feeling something, right? In apathy and in shame and guilt, it's not so great, but feeling something in grief, you're at least escaping the numbness of the lower levels. So that loss and the sadness, most of us have experienced this. You don't want to stay in grief too long because that's what leads to depression. You have to be able to accept failure and sorrow this is the people in grief accept failure and sorrow as part of life. And they see the world as a sad place. Mm-hmm, so when you talk to somebody who's in grief, like they just don't see a chance. Their perspective is shut off to the possibility of there being any good in the world. And so they need surrender and acceptance to get past that. Fear is the next one. Yay. You guys ready for fear? Fear of death, rejection, loss of control, conformity. It's a tool of oppression, right? We see this in the media. The media uses fear to like control large populations of people, and it works for sure. It's like got this contagious energy to it.
You can't help not look. So yeah. It drives ratings, which increases money.
Correct. So you see in fear, you see the world as dangerous and threatening. Always, everything around you. And those fearful thoughts like tend to spiral. So that's why this one feels like really recent that during the pandemic, Pamela Anderson. We all experienced this and we all were, I think it became more conscious. People were like, hold on.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
This is weird.
Yeah. So it's a very unpleasant experience. Nobody wants to be in it. And I feel like our collective consciousness is trying to move out of fear. I remember when I turned like 24, I decided for my birthday that year, I was going to like let go of fear.
Really?
Yeah. Like, or at least start to identify it when it came up. And you can really do this, y'all. If you are living in a state of fear, like sometimes, which is normal, by the way, you can start finding it in your body. And when you start finding where it is in your body, that it's a physical response, then you're starting to free yourself. That was a key for me. I was like, oh, it's in my chest. Oh, it's in my stomach. And so when you feel the fear, those physical sensations arise, that awareness really helps you to start to like transcend this level. It takes practice. Desire is the next one. This one pisses me off because I'm like, I desire so much. I have so many desires. You may as well call me Desiree because I have so many desires. I didn't understand why desire would be a bad thing, right? Because like, hello, don't you want to desire things? Isn't ambition good? So it's super common to be in the vibration of desire. You are craving things almost to the point of addiction where you're like, I desire this. And like, I do this with shopping. I have like a, you know, like a habit of collecting strange clothing items and
it's this
it's this feeling of never having enough.
You're a reverse.
Husbands.
I feel the same way.
You know, it's like, with desire, the problem is not having desire. The problem is that insatiable thing, right? Right. So I think America is just still, we're not quite there yet. So I feel like the fear is kind of where we're trying to get past now. Desire, we've got a couple more decades of this probably in this country. Money, fame, power, prestige, right? Accumulation, acquisition. It's like this.
It's our culture.
Yo, it's such a vicious cycle. And what's crazy.
You never get it.
Yo.
As soon as you get it.
The level of desire, bro.
You're still fucking unhappy.
Exactly. These people get, like, these people get all the husbands and then they're like, I'm still pissed.
Yo, I'm still gonna fuck this other guy.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, it's kind of like our episode on happiness. People who are in the vibration of desire are looking for that satisfaction outside.
Egoic satisfaction
not out there.
Will never be fulfilled.
The new car.
Egoic satisfaction will never be fulfilled. Egoic satisfaction on fucking dick. I said egoic.
In my dick. The new car, the new house, the new relationship is never enough. So this brings up frustration, envy, and jealousy. So here we are back on the social media comparison and all this stuff, which again is going to require courage for you to get over this and be like, wow, no, this is something I recently have been overcoming. I was like, I want to start all these businesses and I'm going to make $1 billion. And the other day I was like, when we realized that it was the infinite game and not the finite game for
us. Yeah, totally.
I was like, oh, maybe I can let go of these desires that are never going to fulfill me.
Yeah.
No matter how you shake a stick at it, like I have been successful in my life, but it's not enough. So there's something there that can be healed. So you have to basically figure out how to be more decisive and commit and choose when you're in the desire funk. You have to be like, actually, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this because it brings me joy. So this is a big, damn, these lower levels are still really hot. We're not even at anger yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're not even at anger yet. And this
shit is already.
Are we
talking about courage or are we talking about anger?
I'm just feeling so much compassion for people that are feeling these things because looking at the scale now, rising up the scale, it's like, oh, damn, this is like steep. This is a challenge. This is not an easy.
No, it's not.
We came to Earth and it's like real challenging.
It's incredibly challenging because when you're in a good vibe, when you're in these high vibrations, however you want to describe it, you don't, it's almost like you don't remember what the experience is in the lower ones and vice versa. When you're in these low vibrations, it's almost like you can't remember what it's like to feel good again. It's, you just get fucking blanket fucked, you know?
All these kids that want to be famous, right? I even have had the desire to be famous.
Famous is super toxic.
But when you look at, you say that, right? But when you have to turn your awareness on yourself and say,
I still want people to know my music.
See, that's still there. Yeah. Still there. You're not riding the dick on just like, I want to make great music and feel fulfilled. You're still looking for something that won't satisfy you, even if you did get like a hit song or whatever. Like it's still like when we were on acid and we were like, oh wow, we could get it or not get it and it's perfect.
And it's still amazing.
That's so they do say that on like hallucinogenic, you know, substances, you can reach these higher levels. We're about to get into the high levels. They say DMT, sort of like fit, like a near death experience. Yep. Or DMT, those two are kind of the similar release in the brain. They both produce the effect of unconditional love, which you can't, it's hard to get there.
Yeah.
Otherwise. So maybe someday they'll have a therapy for it. And one of my friends is doing like ketamine therapy now. Wow. Isn't that so amazing? They have
I've
like
never done ketamine.
Real
we should do it on
doctor
a podcast.
Doctor therapy,
for the first time.
Right? No, I don't think it's something you do on a podcast. Yeah. No, it's definitely giving tranquilizer
Alex?
Vibes.
Just maybe ayahuasca, but.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Cocaine first.
Okay, so we're moving out of desire.
Hey, you guys want to hear about courage?
Oh, God. We're moving out of desire, which I'm already exhausted. I'm sorry if this is tiring to
can
you.
Can we get to courage?
Fascinating.
Oh my God. I need the courage to stay
we're two
around
more
these
away.
Lower vibrations.
We're two more really. These are juicier. The higher up we go, the
God,
juicier they get.
Fucking milk
anger.
My juice.
Anger is next. Okay. The frustration of not getting your desires leads to anger. That's why anger is above desire. So now you're angry. In anger, you can act constructively or you can act destructively. Right. So some people use anger, and this is why anger is important, because you've got oppressed groups of people. You've got social justice movements that are operating through the anger vibration and creating constructive change.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
So that's useful. It's already.
And there's a lot of, like he talks about, there's a ton of energy in anger.
So much.
You can get a lot of things done.
But it's also easy to go
the other way.
Resentful, irritable, yeah. overly sensitive, rageful, temper tantrums.
And the only person you're hurting is you.
Hatred. These things poison the body over time. So we don't want that. This is where you get a lot of like domestic abuse too, like physical, aggressive, physical assault. People try
male aggression.
For sure. But women have this too. People try to get their way through intimidation and dominance with anger.
Yeah.
So that level sucks a little bit. Pride. We've arrived. Are you ready? Savannah. Pride is the first level where you start to feel good. And this is why it's so hard to get past.
Yeah.
Pride is the first time. We're past desire, we're past anger, all these insatiable, like, oh, sadness, grief, guilt. The first time you feel good is pride, and it's deceiving because it comes from this inflated ego perspective. God damn it. I'm better than someone else. I can look down on people. I'm better than all of you. It's this false self-esteem. You know that shit's not
true.
My
religion is correct and yours is wrong.
There it is.
Because when you have two of those
religion
people meet.
Religion sits heavy in pride.
Well, religious pride. When you have two people meet. And they both have that opinion. Ooh. Then they are going
somebody
to
gonna die.
Somebody going to die. You know
it's
what I mean?
Too intense.
Well, it's human. It's
this
human
is literally
history.
This is literally where terrorism comes from.
Yeah,
pride
well,
creates terrorism
I'm
and
sure
most of the wars.
Oh yeah, pretty much like all that. The yeah, it's such a thick fucking, which is why it's so hard to see beyond because it's comfortable.
Wow.
And if you get a bunch of people around you being like, no, you're right. I remember I was reading either this book or another one during the 2016 presidential election. And I was like, oh, God, I had to stop because it was so on the fucking nose. You know what I mean? Because like facts and things didn't matter to kind of almost to anybody. You know what I mean? It was like such a wild anyway. Moving on.
What I love about pride, though, like once we do really understand what it is that false self-esteem is so fragile.
Totally.
So the only way
they're quick to defend themselves.
Yes. The only way we can hack this, like as a bunch of high vibe bitches in here, mm-hmm. witches and bitches, is we can have compassion for people that are still in pride. I learned this like 5-6 years ago. Because there were a couple relationships that came into my experience where I was like, oh, damn, this person is the most proud. And it's like obvious that they are so broken.
Right.
And I felt so much compassion and love for them.
Yeah.
That I was like, I just want you to feel safe in my presence. That's all I want. You know, I had to learn boundaries, of course, after that. But it was like, it was almost romantic the way that I came.
This
to
is why Earth is such
this.
A fucking shit show because yeah. you literally like are so open and you know trying
even
to
the high vibrational
love
people just
these
get
people,
shut down
and then you just get totally taken advantage of.
Exactly.
And you're like no.
Shout out to everyone that can relate to this.
But it's fucking real, man.
Man.
But you guys are all look the conversations.
You're not alone.
You
it's
are.
Okay.
You are not.
Okay, so. The thing about pride too, besides all that, oh man, it's tragic, is that you can get knocked down from pride to shame really fast.
And guilt.
So and yes, because pride is like a slippy, it's like when you're in a maze or something and you accidentally go in the wrong
Shoots
thing.
And ladders.
Right. And you go down a fucking slide back to the bottom. This
go back
is
to
why
the sex dungeon.
This is why getting to the next level of courage is gonna be so epic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So pride is divisive. It's me versus you. It's us versus them. It's, like I said, the reason for wars, suffering, terrorism, the strong identification with beliefs and worldview. Every criticism is taken personally. Everything is an attack.
Overly long guitar solos.
Yes. Nobody has time for that. But when we move past this, and a bunch of spiritual people are in this too, like I experience pride all the time.
Oh, totally. But absolutely.
The fact that I'm willing to admit that, that lets you know that I've at least accessed courage, right?
Okay,
so
ready?
Courage, here we are. We made it.
At the level of courage, spiritual energy profoundly alters the experience of self and others. Therefore, it is the level of the onset of empowerment. This is the zone of exploration, accomplishment, fortitude, and determination. At the lower levels, the world is seen as hopeless, sad, frightening, tempting, or frustrating. But at the level of courage, life is seen as exciting, challenging, and stimulating. Ooh. I'll go.
Courage is the first level of true power. And we're only at 200 on the 1,000 scale. That's pretty crazy.
That's only two out of 10.
All we have to do is get past that first 20% of the fucking scale.
But it's a fucking doozy.
It's a doozy. Wow, we could really end the episode there. I feel like that's enough, but the rest of these are so beautiful. I feel like we should touch them.
Just touch them.
Just touch them.
Because you said we were going to do the opposite.
It's a little back massage.
So just, you know, give her a little consensual rub.
All right. So encourage, you want to grow and improve. This is the first time you're like, actually, I have the capacity to care for my own personal spiritual development.
Maybe I can fucking do this shit.
Maybe life is challenging, but it's also exciting and stimulating. And maybe the future is not dependent on my past. And maybe I have the confidence to overcome difficulties, and this is a gateway to higher consciousness. Oh my God. Oh my God, Cheryl, I agree.
Oh my God, Cheryl, fucking shut up.
Okay, but let's not get too excited, Cheryl, because we are not free of negative emotions at Courage. We're not, okay? But you have the resources to deal with that shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So we still have fear, but we have this action, this motive to move ourselves forward. So that's why, that's all courage is. It seems really simple. See, this is why this shit is crazy.
It literally, it's like a math,
complex,
it's like a math problem
but
to me.
So simple.
You multiply this by fucking this with the fucking, make sure you call up the fucking Fred on, and then you add it up and this is what you get.
I saw a grown man crying on TikTok last night because he realized that everything was energy and you can just create your experience. And it was the most beautiful video.
Yeah.
And it had a shitload of views and people were asking him questions in the comments, like, how do you let go of Luna? And he was responding. I was like, okay, I love it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go past courage, because why the fuck not? Those of you that are listening that have related to any of this up to this point, congratulations. We're so happy that you're here. If you're one of the, what is it, 20%, 18% of the population that is in integrity, even part of the time,
he said,
thank you.
That the U.S. is hit 51% above, like in mid-2000s.
So America is relatively high. Like the population is a lot of that small percentage.
Supposedly.
So this is good.
We may have taken steps there back.
You say that, but let's be hopeful.
Of okay. course.
The next level after courage is neutrality. This one confused me for a while. I was like, what does neutrality even mean? Why is it about, is this important? So this is a,
easy going.
This is flexible and relaxed, non-judgmental. So I love people that are neutrality vibed. Okay, I didn't realize what this was, but they're not dependent on the outcome of anything. That's cute, right? Can you imagine? They don't get upset when things don't go their way, when you're at neutrality. It's freedom. It's this sense of well-being and safety.
It's acceptance, right?
It feels like living in this world is like totally doable.
Yeah.
They're not trying to control anything. They're easy to get along with. They're like a live and let live type of bitch.
Yeah.
And they're neither destructive nor contributive, right? So it's sort of, it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I kind of ignored this one last time I read the book, but I was like, oh, I thought people that didn't have an opinion or didn't like get upset about stuff were like lame, but it's actually a very high level.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We were taught differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So neutrality's cute. We like her.
Yeah, she's got a good dress.
After neutrality, willingness. Willingness, I was like, yeah, I get this. Committed to participating in life.
Group projects.
Yeah, you're like work is done well. These are successful people in willingness. They have a lot of abundance generally. Mm-hmm. They're not phased about starting from the bottom. Isn't that interesting?
So you have your courage.
Oh, I'm like,
and
yeah, let's start over.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You almost have too much of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too much, but you know what I mean? You really don't give a fuck.
For sure.
It's tight. I do appreciate it.
When I first read the books and I was trying to analyze myself, like, which level am I at? It was somewhere in here. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere in here. They don't complain. People in willingness don't complain or fear hard work. They're friendly, sociable. They have like a good amount of self-esteem. If you reach willingness, your self-esteem goes up, which everybody wants. You get positive feedback from society. Like people think you're generally like a good person, right? You're willing to face your inner issues. So you start to like self-correct and you love learning from others. I love learning from others. This is the pinnacle student, right? Mm. Willingness is like the best student. I'm like such a goody two shoes in school. So yeah, willpower and discipline.
That's right. We had the one class that we did have together freshman year at Berkeley. I sat in the back with like the douchebags vaping or whatever.
Yeah.
And you sat in first fucking seat right in the front, like add your notebook out, taking notes and shit.
Extra credit. So were you neutrality then and I'm willingness? So I'm higher than you. So I'm better than you.
I was just already enlightened.
Okay. I see how it is. Received a full guttural laugh from Alex, so it's good.
Why are you laughing, Alex? So wait, what are the other? Because okay, so if people are asking about how the fuck you test this shit too, it is kind of wild. It's a muscle test.
Okay, hear us out.
So how you're supposed to do it is, and at first in his first early books, he was like, anybody can do it anywhere for any, ask any question, answer anything. And slowly as he went on, he was like, okay, well.
You have to
maybe
be at integrity.
The person has to, you know, administering the test has to be above 200 and maybe, you know, all these different things. So it sounds like the person administering it has to be above 200.
Right.
So
there's one person that's administering the test and one person that's the test.
And you're not supposed to be like smiling or laughing or giving them any vibration or whatever. But the point is, and my dad did start doing this and we did it a few different times growing up, like trying with different stuff. So you resist, you hold your arm out and you know, they resist and they kind of get a gauge on what your strength would be.
The other person pushes down on your arm that's being held out.
Or just holds it, right.
Parallel. And and they're like, hold it still. Don't let it fall.
Don't let it fall. Don't let it go up, right? And then you start in, you know, thinking or bringing in, like he says, like you hold a bag of like white bread and the same amount of your pressure that you put, your arm goes weak.
Right. They use this to find out allergies to foods and stuff too. So it's a yes and no, like question and answer
only
thing.
Yes and no.
The theory is that your body actually knows the answer to everything before your brain gets involved. There's a short, tiny, tiny millisecond of time where your muscle responds.
Right.
And they say this is like same as like lie detector tests, right? That's measuring like
similar, right?
It's similar. So it's almost like we haven't figured out a way to measure this yet, but you're measuring like your intuition and your
some kind of connected to etherness, whatever the fuck. Where,
but they call
the
it like kinetic
is.
Muscle testing. If you want to look it up, it's pretty fascinating. For example, the test subject is like a skinny little ballerina person versus like a giant football player. The same amount of pressure can cause like the football player to go weak, whereas the ballerina would stay strong if there's an allergen or if they're asked a question that makes them go weak, which would make it a false response.
Right.
So it's just really interesting way of testing it. And I think a lot of people are using this in different scientific. It's really hard though, but you know, scientists hate this stuff because there's no measurable results.
Hate it. And there's just so many variables.
But when you do it for 40 years and you have like thousands of different test subjects and stuff and it's consistent results, this is how we got it.
Totally. And there are now, like we're saying, there are all these different books of published experiments of people doing this shit around the fucking planet are kind of more or less proving that there is an energy field, you know, that we can access that does exist.
Yep.
And you know, what is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get to the next level, which
so
is
your reason.
Where we just get out of willingness?
Willingness.
Man, now we're at acceptance.
Acceptance.
This is an eye roll for me. This is an eye roll for me. It's like another level that's like, okay, start taking full responsibility for your life. Just agreeing that you are the source and creator of your experience. That's hard. That's really hard. For me, I was like, no, I thought it was like my destiny and I was just here for the ride. And like, you are creating your shit. That's what acceptance is. You're taking back your power. Your happiness and love come from within and not outside.
Right.
So this is a big step. Letting go of things you don't need. That was hard. I've written songs about it because it just makes my eyes roll. But it's like, yeah, you do have to actively like design your life. And when you start accepting that, then you start like saying, okay, change is awesome. Actually, you start seeing a bigger picture and you experience a lot of calmness, which is also new for me. So that's why I feel like I'm kind of in these levels somewhere. This was very exciting for me.
Well, we did. Didn't Dad test us?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I think we were in reason.
Yes. Yep. We were
both
some,
of us were.
In the 400s.
Like, in the 400s, yeah.
And my ego is kind of like, really, bitch? I don't know. Are you really in? You know, we're about at what, 350, something like this?
Yeah. 400 is reason.
400 is reason, which is next.
Yep.
500 is love.
500 is love. And apparently, there's another massive break there from 499 to 500. where similar to the 199 to 200 Pride Courage break.
Really?
There's another huge break from Reason.
This mountain to is love steep, y'all.
Because reason, logic, all of these things, again, that's very like, do you know what I mean? Very like, and then when you get to love, you're kind of now beyond reason.
Right.
And that's really hard.
Let's talk about that in a second. Let's talk about that in a second, because that's really good. And I think I wrote it down in a way that might make it feel less intimidating.
Let's touch it.
So in acceptance, you're now like, all right, I'm responsible for my experience and I'm going to, you know, this is already profound. Like for some, like if you've made it this far, good job, bitch. Why are you listening to this podcast? Okay. This is really high level shit, because when you get into reason, which is the 400 level, the next level, this is like, this is an interesting one. It's intelligence and rationalism, and you're using your abilities to make like contributions in the world. But this is science and medicine. This is like Einstein and Freud.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. This is like people we consider geniuses, but it's also a huge block to getting to love, which is the net. These things are so different. Like once you reach 400 and you're like, knowledge and education are my values, and rationality, understanding, logic, clear thinking, like identification with the mind, that's a major block to love, because you have to move from this objective linear thing to subjective non-linear.
You have to let go of reason.
You're gonna kill Carmen and you're gonna start Queen Herbie at love, because you're like, but this is what I need to do. It's not logical.
Right. But it also is more, it feels like more of a risk. It felt like more of a risk for us at the time to stay where the same.
When we were at the vibration of love.
Right.
Which was not all, it's not all the time. Like, I think that's why maybe we tested in the 400s, or me at least, because I'm usually like in the 300. I'm usually, then there's days when I'm in the lower levels, you know. Sometimes I pop up to love though, and we rock. We rock tits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Doing, and I've talked about this, doing the letting go thing for a while, or just kind of like, you know, if you're reading Eckhart Tolle books all the time, or Byron Katie books, or all the shit, it's, they're guides to experiencing these higher vibrations.
Yeah.
So what happens is you start implying that to your worldview, to the shit that you are out like in fucking in traffic at the line of the grocery store. You start seeing things through that lens, and then you, everything becomes easier, lighter, makes you, there's more understanding.
It's like you see the other side.
You have no judgment. You have no,
you see how the sausage is made.
You see how the sausage is made.
And you just stop eating sausage.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Okay. So moving from reason, the scientists, to the pure love vibration, which is like, doesn't make sense at all on a logical level. Love is the level, what, 600? 500.
Five.
Love is a level 500. This is not romantic love, y'all. This is unconditional, an energy field, self-sustaining state of being.
Unconditional is higher.
Okay. Well, I'm just looping them in together.
Got it.
Okay. It's this understand. This is where it starts getting hard to verbalize what these levels are. This is why I don't think I'm going to get to 500. Maybe you'll get here in this lifetime. But
I
you
saw
can't.
It on acid. Who knows?
You can't. Like, you have this understanding in the love vibration that you are connected to everything.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. What does that mean?
Well,
what does that even mean?
Like these fucking reincarnation books, man. It's all, if you, the more you, you, it's like a huge zoom out.
Okay.
And it's like going up to an 8-year old and being like, and he does, he's a 5-year old, and they don't to get something right the first time. And you wouldn't be like, you fucking idiot. You'd be like, oh, he's a 5-year old. I get it. Let me show you how that's done. You know what I mean?
With it's, patience and compassion.
It's the same thing. You just see everybody for where they're at. Just because we get older and turn into adults doesn't mean that we're still not 5-year olds in a lot of ways, or new souls, however you want to look at your angle of it is, you know, had a crazy life experience this time and had to other obstacles that other people didn't, whatever it is. It's such a intense overlapping understanding.
Right. Okay. So you're so here we are.
In the letting go, that's how you get there for me. Because you to continue up self-observation to the letting go, and then blah, 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 right? And then you see it that way.
You basically are letting go of these lower vibrations, which are heavy, to get to a lighter, higher vibration.
You surrender all the fear and all the fuck shit. to eventually you end up in love and joy and peace. Yeah.
Okay. So this is true happiness.
Because that's where everybody's original place is too, by the way.
Everybody. This is like, and apparently when you have near-death experience, this is what you get to see.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because the ego is bypassed.
Correct. Because your ego has died in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Or your body thinks it is. This is nurturing. It's supportive. This bypasses reason to recognize the core totality of a problem without thoughts and intellectualization. Fuck, that sounds so complex. You've transcended the ego. You're operating solely on intuition, which we love her. This is where I started relating to it. I was like, maybe there are some times that I am in the love vibration exclusively when I'm creating.
Totally.
Because I operate on intuition only. I feel like I'm guided by a higher source. I think there's like the muse comes in, like the goddess energy comes in, and I'm just like following my heart.
Yeah.
You awaken to your true purpose in love. So,
do you know what I'm saying?
You know, only 4% of the population reach this level. That starts to get a little like, wow.
Which is still, if there's 8 billion people, that's still millions.
That's still a shitload of people in the love vibration. So
there is hope.
Yep. Okay. So the next level is joy. This is when love becomes increasingly unconditional, meaning this is not spontaneous. Like you're joyful sometimes. You're like all activities in life are now meaningful and pleasurable. This is where saints and spiritual healers land. Even being in the presence of like a guru makes you feel amazing, right? So now they're just leaking positive energy. Like this is why people find a guru and they have to like sit with them and cry. Cause it's like, now you're a fucking superhero, bitch. That's crazy. This is when I've been here sometimes where I feel, like everything's happening in synchronicity.
Right.
So literally a heads up penny will show up on the street, almost like the universe was responding to something that I asked in my head. And it's like, and then every, like the succession of the next 5 or 10 minutes, everything is just clear.
Yeah.
So I think that's this level. There's no personal will in this level. You feel like you are participating with like the greater sort. That's what I love about it is the pressure's off. Cause you're like, oh, I'm floating in the abyss of oneness and I'm just doing what is presented to me.
Whatever happens, wherever you go, is supposed to happen. So you see it that way. So suddenly everything is fucking, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah. And this is kind of like what the people experience on some psychedelics too.
Absolutely.
If you're lucky. The next level is peace. One of our favorite words here on the House Furby podcast. This is complete transcendence, illumination, bliss, God consciousness, and words cannot describe it. So this is where we kind of have to stop. We know of 6 people in the history of the earth that have been at this level.
So I feel like Eckhart is probably at peace. Eckhart Tolle. What I mean? People like that, where they're just kind of like...
I'm sure only he could tell us, you know?
Right. Hey, you want to do the consciousness scale?
You just want to...
Hey, Eckhart, you want to do some cocaine?
Put your arm up and push down on it.
You want to put your arm up real quick?
Because enlightenment is the highest that we know of. And it's, you know, oneness. So you got Buddha, Jesus, and Krishna. Couple other guys.
The great avatars.
The great avatars.
Yeah.
Not the movie.
No.
The James Cameron movie. Woo! I'm sweating. That was so crazy to go through those levels with you because I hope you are able to see now like how this works without having to read these dense books. But if you want to, the David Hawkins books, there's a bunch of them. They're all also aesthetically pleasing because like they have different colors and like a nice design.
They got a bath in the middle of it.
Yeah. And it's one of those books that like can sit on your shelf and you can pull it open to a page every once in a while and read a paragraph. It doesn't have to be like such a deep study.
Yeah.
But if you are interested in becoming happier and experiencing more creativity, I think this is like the coolest thing we found, the most helpful non-woo-woo, non-science thing that's kind of in the middle. It doesn't want anything from you. It's not asking for money and donations. Like, it's just information, and it really resonates as true and helped me a lot on my journey.
Yeah, helped me a shitload. And I also just enjoyed seeing that perspective of it. It gave me a reason, logic-based scale to apply.
Yeah.
And kind of tend to see it that way. You know what I mean?
And even if it's not useful for you, like I'm sure there's so many other great resources that echo the same shit.
Yeah, totally.
And so whatever you need to do, and if you want to drop, I notice people are giving us like great book recommendations, great teachers and just guides and people that can help. Like, please continue to share those with the community because like we're all on this path together and y'all have taught us so much.
Yeah.
Y'all should be doing the podcast, not us.
Come on here. We'll do a Skype Zoom. And like last week when we were talking with Kelsey too, like courage is such a, maybe we'll do a whole nother one on courage, because it is an entire, especially for creatives right now, because there the fear that everyone's going through with, you know, getting canceled or getting fucking made fun of online or the bullying or all this shit, to, you know, the courage to be able to create your shit and to put it out there, can feel impossible.
That's why we always say we need your art. And somebody got a tattoo of it.
Oh, shit. No way. Did they really?
I should find out their name and handle, because it's so cute. They have like an animated character holding up a sign that says, "We need your art, Queen Herbie."
She get them on the podcast.
It's so cool. So cool.
That's really cool.
I do have a question. You touched on it a little bit, but I think this is some like, it's heavy shit. It's like a lot to take in.
It is.
But I think, what overwhelms me is the thought of like, is living life, the idea is, as you achieve these levels, understanding that you're going to dip into lower levels throughout your life, right? It's not, because like we're all going to experience grief.
Yes.
Totally.
It's recognizing like, but I know what it feels like to be truly happy or experience love.
Yeah.
So being able to get back to that vibration, mm-hmm. is that the goal? Is that what it is? It's that as you achieve these levels, as you level up, and you experience the hard shit.
The low ones sometimes.
The low ones that you, the comfort is that you know how to get back to where.
The comfort is that nothing that you experience is going to last for forever. So even if you get, you know, if you're, you'll say you're vibrating at, you know, 300 or whatever, and someone dies or you get fired or someone like beats the shit out of you and you experience the guilt and the anger and the grief, shame, whatever these things are.
It's literally a map for you to climb your way out of it.
Right. Well, it's just telling you like this is, it's totally normal.
So it's not to be discouraged
at all.
No,
when you
no.
are like, fuck, I finally feel great.
Yeah.
And then the next
something
day
bad
your
happens
car's
and
been
you're
broken
back
into, and you're like,
again,
fuck me.
It's another perfect opportunity to look at it as, oh, okay, well, I can look at it. And he gives an example in one of the books, I think in the Letting Go book, about like a fender bender. Mm-hmm. And what each vibration
it that's would a great experience one.
In that act, you know, if in like apathy, they're just like, oh, of course, I'm
worthless.
And then fear, it was like, oh my God, he's going to beat the shit out of me. I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? And then in anger, it was him like, oh, you fucking idiot.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
And he goes all the way through, like, you know, courage was like, oh, you know, it's okay, you know, no one got hurt.
I have insurance.
Yeah, and then to peace ended up being like, oh, perfect. I was just going to get that fixed anyway. Oh my God, aren't you Bobby's brother, whatever? Oh, I've been meaning to talk to you. Let's go grab coffee next week. You know, meaning like everything becomes on purpose.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a great example.
It is a really good example because, you know, like love is like, oh, is everybody okay? How's everybody feeling? You know, oh, no one's hurt. Oh, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's
okay. You imagine all those different characters like getting into a fender bender with?
Yeah.
They all exist.
Yeah.
And given the day, you might be any of those characters.
Right.
And we even got into a fender bender recently and I experimented with this.
Yeah, you did. No, we were like, we made a conscious effort.
Yeah.
To just be like, okay, well, we're fucking reading this
shit.
And
it was literally the easiest shit ever. And everything worked out perfectly.
And it completely lightened the mood. Everything got really, became not a big deal. But it still doesn't mean I felt.
Still was like,
the beginning of the rage.
Yeah. Oh.
And the adrenaline rush.
Right.
And all of the bodily things that are going to happen anyway.
Yes. Totally. Okay. But this way you've learned about them. And so when it's happening, you have a choice to watch.
And it literally was like the example in the book. Like it was this old couple that, you know, we were turning,
turning and they just like, they just turned us. Into us. Yeah.
They just turned into us.
They were
us.
Just hella old.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I was like, what? Like what the fuck, right? Yeah. What the fuck? And so we like, you know, they
and
we
pull over and I climbed out and I was like, is everybody okay? They were shocked that I even asked if they were okay. I was like, y'all are 80.
They were kind of like looking for a fight too. And then come to find out they had a grandson named Nick.
Yeah.
And this whole thing, and they, you know, and they barely spoke the language, and they got us on the phone with their daughter.
Who helped us connect us with their insurance.
Everything worked out great.
And I was like, you're not in shock, are you? Like, you're really okay?
They literally ended up showing us pictures of their grandkids.
Their dogs.
And they're like, oh, yeah. Totally. You know, it was like, it was all good.
The insurance took care of it. We got a cool rental car for a couple of weeks. It was fine. And I was like, yo, okay, everything in life can be like this if you choose it. That's a fucking mind blowing
but
mess.
It is still an interesting thing though. Like you don't have to do anything. It's allowing these things to come up, acknowledge them and just let them bypass rather than just suppress.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
And that's a tough line to be able to articulate sometimes, but it is like that, the understanding of it. It's just observing your body have these like bodily reactions to shit.
Yeah.
You still, when your fucking car gets hit, you're the adrenaline rush.
Oh, it's intense. You're shaking.
It's you know, you're fight or flight, man. You're like, oh, let's go. Yeah.
But you're in it, if you can breathe and you can be like, oh, wow, I'm shaking. Wow. This is like a, okay. Interesting.
Just
siphon it off.
Just observe it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
But again, it takes practice, and that's the brings into like the old soul thing. You know, you just got to do it a lot. And Earth is fucking crazy. You have pain you're dealing with.
Doing great, honey. Don't worry about it.
A really wild thing that they were talking about. They thought for a while pain was the brain's reaction to the body, right? But then they were like. Or, you know, what was first, like the body or the brain, whatever. And then they realized it wasn't even the brain at all. It was like the mind.
Wow.
Yeah. It's with the deeper and deeper you go into these things, it really is like, it's Matrix shit.
It is. Mind over matter.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to observe it. And we hope that this episode was helpful to show you like the full scale of existence that is available to you. It's like a menu. If you're watching on Patreon, I've been holding this little ASMR, this little mailer insert that was so graphically designed of the levels, but it's just fun to see, like you have a choice to operate at all these things. If you choose to learn about them and practice them, it gets pretty fun out here.
It does.
Especially as a creative.
Totally. Cause you're going to need to know where you're at, be able to just observe yourself where you're at. If you're going to be making shit all the time, putting it out in today's fucking crazy ass world, and not be so affected by things when it goes right or wrong.
Yes. And the energy that you're putting into your creativity is, we need your art. So regardless of what energy you're creating with, it's beautiful, but you'll notice that it attracts people vibrating at the same level.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you make angry shit, like, it's good to make that and to have that out in the world, and like maybe more angry people are going to be attracted to it, and that's okay. Y'all can transcend together. But it is fun to be aware of, you know, when I write songs, I'm like, is this something that the world needs? Is this something that I feel responsible enough to carry and sing for the next 30 years or whatever on stage? So, yeah, beautiful. I love this. I love the scale. It's so cool.
I love scales. Thank you guys for watching. If you fuck with this shit, share it with people. Review it. Give us all the stars.
All the stars. If you like us.
We also have Patreon. We're going to be doing a bunch of crazy shit. Yes. You got some healing cleanses.
If you're interested in an extra episode every month, and my extended aura cleanses are exclusively on Patreon, that's patreon.com/houseofherbie. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Love you.
Love you, mean it.